Ah, beer. The reason I get up every afternoon. This is the perfect pour.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour Craft Beer Geek Podcast.
Welcome.
We're gonna sit down here and geek out about beer, craft beer.
We are.
Nerds. That's it. You're in the right room.
I thought you guys were gonna drink beer.
Oh, we're gonna do
we
that.
We just think
too.
About it.
Oh,
we think about.
We're gonna do all the things you can do with beer.
Think about beer.
Do they got a Dungeons and Dragons of beer? Like, do you have, like, virtually? Drink beer.
Oh, no.
It's like a Dungeons and Dragons.
I
rolled
think
a 12.
They have a beer game.
And I get an IPA.
They don't have a beer.
I just did a stout.
They don't have a beer role-playing game that I'm aware of.
Passed out.
I am Mikey.
I'm Nick.
I'm Matt.
Oh, look at the Matt. Putting in a full day's work and still is here on his second job.
Mikey successfully guilted him into it.
Yep. He got guilted in. Heady topper. That's right. There might be some heady topper in a little bit here. Also on the show from the podcast Dorktown, Bells.
That's my costume. I'm in my costume.
Oh, good. You're the Bells.
Dorktown, probably.
That's it. This is the Halloween special, right, guys?
Yeah.
Halloween special. We're going to be all pumpkin beers. Thanks for coming, Bearded Brewer. Pumpkin beer episode.
I will gladly call my Uber right now. This is pumpkin beers.
I have no problem with pulling up Uber on my phone immediately.
I will call it for you.
I would rather sleep than have free pumpkin beer.
You're not a pumpkin beer lover either, huh, no. Bells?
No.
No.
Leave pumpkin in a pie.
Yeah.
Leave pumpkin on the porch or in the middle of the street smashed.
Something like that.
Put it in a beer.
Smashed.
Even Kermit doesn't like pumpkin.
Cut
beer.
A hole in it and fuck it. I don't care. Don't drink it.
Whoa, right. Whoa,
just don't
whoa.
Drink it.
Don't drink it.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So, really quick, before we got started here, we had some beer to begin, because you cannot do a podcast without having beer beforehand. Our tailgating beers for this episode, Track 7. Track 7 is now fully engulfed into Fresno.
Mm-hmm.
We can acquire Track 7 just like a Sacramento can. Sacramento can. What do you call people from Sacramento?
Sure. Sacramento.
Sacramentoites?
I call them assholes.
Wow.
Hey, asshole. Hey, you got up there with your big Capitol building. Got big deal. Sutter's Fort, big deal. Nobody cares.
Asshole.
You're an asshole.
With your train.
Sacto.
Crazy in my ass.
Oh, I can go up to Tahoe for the day. Big fucking deal.
Yeah, good for you.
Good for you. Big shot. Got the fucking Giants AAA team. Big deal.
Ooh,
got our cast off AAA team. Nobody cares. Track 7, wonderful brewery. Wonderful town, Sacramento. The slow roll.
It's a good town to take a dump in.
Yeah, good crap in town.
Yep.
As you drive up to Portland.
It's great.
The Session IPA. This is the one. It's not slow roll or slow ride. It's slow roll.
Slow roll.
I know Rad Stacy had a little, chuckle at that name.
Some beef.
A little beef with that name. I liked it. It was my first. This week was my first time having the slow roll.
What?
Mine too.
Yeah.
I did not see Track 7 coming to Fresno. Did not see that coming.
Last week we were talking about it.
Yeah.
And boom.
Boom.
In between shows, Track 7, now just all about Fresno.
You guys have that power, huh?
Yeah, apparently.
We make stuff happen.
We make it happen.
It's good.
Yeah. There's a tap takeover at Goldstein's tomorrow. Or, you know, there was one. I hope you enjoyed it. Also, a beer that the Bearded Brewer brought over.
Yeah.
Kess? Is it?
I think Kess is the last half of the name.
Okay. Brower. Brower Kess.
There you go.
Brower.
Pure and Craft. Farmhouse Pale. Where are these guys out of? Brooklyn, New York. Well, imported by Brooklyn, New York.
Oh, shit.
They're Netherlands. They're from the Netherlands.
The Dutch.
This is some sort of fucking European beer.
It's the fucking Dutch.
If there's one thing I hate.
The fucking Dutch.
Just so damn evil.
What did you guys think of the farmhouse?
I would say it's good. I mean, anything funky that makes it taste like a pale ale, I'm not upset at all.
Yeah. Well, what did you think of the soul roll? I think I passed that over.
Nice. Way to stay on
you
track.
Oh, yeah. You missed out. Bam, bam, bang.
It's okay.
Track 7 has a train theme.
I had a left eye, right eye without you guys. So.
Have you seen their, was it Imperial Peanut Butter
Style? Oh, yeah, yeah. I wanted to get it, but it's like $12.
Oh, fuck.
That fig.
American money.
Yes.
$12 American.
And from Mike Sardina, he donated to the show, New English Brewing out of San Diego, California, bourbon barrel aged brown.
Bourbon.
Producer Becky was here during the tailgating session, and she loved it. She downed a lot of it. We had a taste. It was pretty, I didn't get a lot of bourbon out of it. It was pretty like, middle of the road, like.
Yeah.
Flavorful.
Yeah.
Not overbearing.
No, it was real mellow.
Yeah.
Good review, Bells.
I agree.
Puts Bells to sleep.
And also another Mike Sardina from Council Brewing.
I didn't like the Track 7.
Oh, you didn't like the Track 7?
It didn't have much flavor to it.
Hmm. Interesting. It's a sesh, bro.
Very Coors.
It's a sesh, bro. Beatitude from Council Brewing, Mosaic Dry Hop Tart Saison. Oh, yeah.
Cheers to Stu.
It was a fart
saison. And to Mike.
Oh, yeah, the fart saison.
Stu. Council Stu.
It's still there. And there's still a
the fart saison. So there you go. That's what we've been drinking. Now we have a beer waiting.
It is so
waiting. It's starting to sweat.
It's glistening in the
it's
sun.
It's a little growler.
Some of the tannins might have died.
It's rubbing itself.
We're killing tannins as we speak.
Well, I know. We might have a tannin tragedy. It's good.
Is that a Biff tannin?
Ooh. Nope. Nobody needs to try this.
Ooh.
Oh. Well. Firing up.
I love golf.
So, a good friend of ours from Central Coast Distributing, which is Mr. Tony Bags.
Oops, I used my big glass.
He had been come to town. I think it was for a wedding. I think that's what a lot of out of town people do, is they come back in for the weekend.
They know somebody in Fresno getting married.
Yeah.
Sigh. I gotta go to Fresno.
That's usually when we see a. Tim from Lagunitas or Tony is like, oh, so and so's getting married and coming through, and you know, that whole nine. But
the
he brought back a couple of growlers. He kept one for himself. He's like, I wanted to give you the option of the two, but this one won a gold medal, and I kind of want to drink this one. And I was like, okay. And he's all, and I do want the growler back eventually. And I was like, okay.
When you bring growlers, you get to make those kind of demands.
But he decided to bring us some gold medal winning beer, because who doesn't like gold medal winning beer?
We love gold.
And it's so the Monterey Street Pale Ale.
Yes, this one gold pale at GABF. And another back-to-back gold weeks.
And not to be confused, because Monterey Brewing has Alvarado Street Brewing, and it's not called Monterey Brewing, but this is Monterey Street
Central beer. Coast Brewing's Monterey Street Pale.
Yeah, because when he said Monterey Street, before he said Central Coast, I was like, oh, yeah, I've heard of their beer and I haven't had it. And then I was like, oh, wait, it's Central Coast. I know Central Coast is good.
That's really freaking good. That's IPA-ish.
It's got,
like,
there's a funk.
You call that an IPA, too.
Yeah,
there's a funk. There's a funk. I'm getting a funk.
Well, I mean,
do you even funk, bro?
This is probably on the warmer of the spectrum that you would enjoy this beer, just because it had to make it from work to my house to here. I tried to chill it in the freezer, but
and it's been sitting on the table for a half hour. The Titans have been opened up.
Yeah.
I think the Titans are opened up now.
I think if it was colder, it masks some of this flavor.
Give it 2 more minutes.
I like what was said. If I were to go to a shelf, I would be expecting to grab this in an IPA can, not in a pale ale can. That's fully true.
It's good. Mm. It's flavorful. I like it.
It's different, though. It's not standard West Coast.
What's the percentage on this?
Do you even differ?
I think it was 5.3.
Yeah.
Total sesh.
5.5.
It's respectable.
Yeah.
Hmm. I love gold. I like it because it won a gold medal.
Yeah.
We enjoyed some XPAs in Hollywood.
Mm.
Hollywood. Bastards. I know. Right. I already went through that one.
Yeah.
Dave. With David Lee Roth.
That's right.
You drink with David Lee Roth?
In spirit.
You threw a beer at him and said, fucking Dave, drink with me, Dave.
Hey, Dave, just drink with me.
I don't think that's how it works.
Yeah, he just drank with me.
Yeah, I threw it at him in his head.
Not to start a fire, but did you see the Sammy quote recently where he said that the current lineup of Van Halen is of no talent?
Whoa, I didn't see the no talent.
Yeah.
I know he's pissed about them leaving Mikey out.
Well, yeah, but it's just like the current lineup just lacks the talent you need to be represented.
But you have three Van Halens in the band.
I don't agree with Sam on that one.
Three Van Halens. How could you go wrong?
But yeah, I think
Van Halen Townsend.
Yeah, Mike really likes it.
Did you hear they did Humans Being? You hear that buzz? There's a lot of buzz that Eddie did Humans Being during the set.
Damn.
I just want to know if you guys jumped.
We did, in fact, jump.
Mike's like, we're the back row, you know, like we're way in the back. And he's like the one guy that's standing up the whole time.
Damn it.
Everybody else sitting down.
What an asshole.
People in front of us were standing.
This fucking guy.
Derek was standing. People were standing. It was exciting. Exciting stuff. So do we care, some culture here, do we care about the Bud and Miller thing anymore?
Well, nope.
Even if it happens. It's
interesting because
greedy assholes.
It would basically split up Coors from Miller.
Yeah.
So SAB Miller has some of their own brands, which the most noticeable one would be Peroni and Miller Lite.
Oh, Italian beer.
So those would now be part of Anheuser, but they're saying that the company could be so big that it still would be a separate company, even though it's under the umbrella. But that means Coors and Coors 10th Street craft division would still be its own thing.
So, yeah. So then it would be like the big beers would be Coors and Bud Miller. If that happens.
Yeah. SAB, instead Miller, Anheuser, Busch, InBev.
Yes.
I don't know if you could fit that all in your business card.
Just simplify it. Bud Miller. It's just going to be Bud Miller.
Now, the biggest, it's happened before.
Hey, Bud Miller.
I'm Bud Miller. I sell beer. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Bud. How you doing?
Good to meet you. Sit down. Here's a bottle of beer.
The reason that it could affect us and be troublesome is, yes, if they become a monopoly and take shelf space. But the thing is, Miller Coors is typically distributed by one person, and Anheuser-Busch products are typically distributed by another person. So in town, that's Donaghy versus Valleywide.
Mm-hmm.
And I would be interested if Anheuser would be such sticklers that they would then pull the Miller products from the Coors warehouses and want to distribute them through their Bud houses, if they would suggest that, or if they would just allow two different houses to distribute product they own. And if Anheuser has that many more catalog numbers that they're forcing on stores, that's when they would not only squash Coors's distribution, but you know, they would say, oh, you want track 7 in your store, not only do you have to have Bud Light, you know, all these things. Mm-hmm. They could say, oh, you have to have, you know, Miller up front. You know, that's where it gets crazy. And
they could almost like turn Coors into a craft They're fighting like just as much as the craft beer guys fight.
Yeah.
For space.
But then again, it could just, they could just take the names, they could just take the rights to the beer, and it could still be distributed through a Coors house. It's just, it's part of an AB InBev. And that's where I'm interested to see how that part works out if this goes down.
I think the trade commissioner or whatever, the governing body that's approved, non-approved, is citing like they would raise their prices on and stuff. I'm like, that's like one of their things they still have, the big beer, is that they can just have cheap beer everywhere. Mm-hmm. I don't see them raising the prices. I see the problem is, like you're saying, it's shelf space is the problem, and ingredients is a, monopolizing shelf space, taps, and ingredients is what's worrisome for craft beer. Otherwise, it's almost not, doesn't matter as far as mm-hmm. they're just showing that they're just worried that this is the only way they're going to make money is, or their profits will go up is by coming together. And it's mm-hmm. just, it's a weird time, man.
It is weird.
Bro.
It's going to be a whole beer war.
It's like the Clone Wars, but with beer.
Yeah, it's more Terminator Star than the, like the machines are.
Oh, this is where it starts. Huh?
I know they're
working. Beer takes over.
They're working on a lot of laws for the beer industry, and so that's why this. Yes, in other senses of the world, it's considered a monopoly if they do combine, but we're also basing a lot of our beer things on rules that were written in like the 30s,
right? Around and prohibition times,
the 30s and the 60s, and you know that's where they're really restricted. And that brings me to the next one, where I was reading an article that the government's looking to pass kind of like a freedom of speech for beer, for breweries and brewery reps, because they're not allowed to say, "Hey, I'm at this establishment, come hang out with me." Establishments can say that, people not from the beer industry can say that, but somebody that works for the beer industry is not allowed to. And they're saying that those rules are so outdated that social media is the free market to mm-hmm. promote so those things.
The individual rep there has said brewery mm-hmm. having a tap takeover at a bar. Mm-hmm. That person, that rep, can't personally go on their Twitter and say, nope. "Tap takeover at blank bar.
Mm-hmm.
Come here."
But you know, and
just because they work for, is it because like can another rep in the company say it, or just nobody within the company
beer
can
industry
promote it on wide. Social media?
Yeah,
but can the brewery's social media promote it?
Nope.
Not even like just the vanilla brewery's social media can't say,
mm-mm.
"Come see us at a
Mikey's blah, blah, blah. Brewing." Cannot say, "Go buy my beer at Fig Tree."
Wow,
yeah, that's illegal. But if somebody came to you specifically and said, "Mikey,"
they would tase you for that. Mike.
Tase me, bro.
They'd say, you. "Mikey, where can I buy your beer?" And you can physically say, "You could buy it at Save Mart and Fig Tree."
In person.
Could give them two options.
In person.
In person, by telephone.
On social media, can I say it?
And if you are asked directly on social media, like private message, yes. But if it's public forum, you're not supposed to.
So if I go, "Hey, Tioga, are you guys at Save Mart on Milburn?" You just have to ignore it.
We would probably say, "You can find us at the craftier places in town." That would probably be the blanket response.
And then I'd be like, "Dude, whoever's running their social media is an asshole. Won't even answer my fucking question."
So yeah, and they're saying, well, if macro beer can have billboards and placards on buildings mm-hmm. and kind of favorite places, that smaller crafter breweries should be able to say on social media where they're at and you know.
Nobody's having a Budweiser tap takeover.
Yeah.
They don't even need that.
Oh, seven flavors of Bud Light Lime.
Bud tap takeover. But seven Bud taps.
They're saying, though, if even if you announce we have XYZ beer that's new, you still would should still say two places that it's available, not just now featured at Fig Tree.
That's
say,
like
a Fig Tree Moreau.
That's a minimum. You got to. That's the thing, you have to minimum say two places.
Yes, you have to make it fair. You have to at least give people two options. But they're saying, you know, somebody can have a photo posted on their own social media of you at the bar with your own beer.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can say, we just released this new Saison. You can buy it at Fig Tree and Save Mart. And that's like revolutionary for craft beer.
Wow.
It's weird.
It's weird shit.
Yeah, man. There's books on, and I think even the Brewing Network had hand in one of them.
Oh, okay.
But it's like Brew Law 101, and it's just like this almost 100-page book about laws you have to follow in the beer industry or brewer alcohol industry per se.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I thought that was a cool article to come across.
You guys have any more culture stuff out there?
What?
We're beer? Doing
a podcast?
We're doing beer?
Beer?
No? Everyone's good?
I confused everybody so much that they just can't fucking...
I think there was math involved with that last segment. I kind of like...
1700 times 75.
Some more of this growler, you know? Come on,
guys. Yeah, more of the Central Coast... Brewing's gold medal growler.
Gold medal.
Go.
I'll drink some more.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. If you're gonna stick it in my face and force me to drink it,
drink it. Drink it, you son of a bitch. Yeah,
it's not as good as that fart size on, but fuck.
Which reminds me, Mr. Greg from SD Beer Talk chimed in on my cell phone. He's all, fart saison, huh? Just watch the Periscope replay. Bells is hilarious.
Is he? Is he really?
Not really.
Come on. Well, let's, since we're all done with culture already, we're just cranking along. Guess we should get into some.
This is the Monterey Street
Pale Ale
from Monterey Central
Street
Coast Brewing.
Monterey Pale.
Street Pale Ale. Damn good beer.
That's damn nice.
That was good. Homeless piss water.
We should get into some voicemails here. We have a voicemail line, 559.
You know, Oakland 492. Smells like piss and shit.
0542.
So does San Francisco.
Yeah, San Francisco smells like urine
homeless
everywhere.
People.
Oh, okay.
It's a big urine smelling town.
Homeless people that don't bug you as much, though.
But God, it smells.
That's the price you pay for people that don't talk to you. Is you have to smell them.
You don't have to
deal with them, but you have to smell them.
Damn it.
Sweet Jesus.
Sweet Jesus. Voicemails. Let's hear what our listeners have to say to us because we like hearing them.
Hey guys, it's Kelly.
Kelly!
I'm driving!
Uh-oh.
Diego.
She's found the secret.
I'm listening to the podcast now. And I was thinking, you know, you guys have been talking a lot about brands that are in San Diego that you can pick up. But to be honest, in LA, we pretty much get anything that, you know, like Ska and Founders.
Ooh, really?
And a lot of those guys, Ska. Too, like, we actually get in LA, too. The only exceptions generally in LA are, like, the super, like, small San Diego breweries still.
It cut off on her. I think she continues here.
Damn it, my voice still is too long.
No, it wasn't.
So yeah, just to wrap it up really though. So yeah, the Barrel Royale event is going to be pretty cool. We've never done anything like this before. It's Saturday, October 24th. Should be a great time. I'm going to be out there and yeah, could be great. I'll keep you guys posted on beers I'm trying for the event too. Maybe I'll even Periscope. I haven't even done that yet. So
nice.
We'll see.
Do
All right, guys. Happy podcasting. Thanks. Bye.
Thanks, Kelly.
I don't like how she teased us.
We missed. There's a. I think it cut off on her and she didn't know. There's a section talking about probably something from Carl Strauss or LA beer event. we missed.
No. She was hinting. She's like, and we get some of those real small breweries from San Diego, make it up into L.A., like brands such as...
such as...
So anyways, this is what I'm doing, and...
she was sticking up for L.A., basically, is what I was getting from that. Like, hey, we get plenty of good beer here, too. Don't just all San Diego.
It's not just Golden Road, guys.
Yeah.
We like the dudes.
You guys got Beechwood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, even though they don't have any bottles of Jack Squat.
Yeah,
I like Jack Squat.
Shit.
That's my favorite beer from them is Jack Squat.
Oh, Jack Squat. The Jack Squat.
The Jack Squat.
It's a bitter.
Mikey did get a System of a Stout shirt.
Yeah, I got a shirt. Oh. I couldn't get any beer,
but I
got a shirt.
Representing the Armenians.
Yep.
Did you at least ask him to soak some beer in the shirt?
Could you pour some beer into the shirt?
Then I'll just suck on it for the next hour.
Mike secreted the beer out of his pores into the shirt.
Nice.
Himself.
Yeah. Oh, that's how it worked.
Oozed right into
it. So the shirt has been flagged, is what you're saying.
Yes.
All right.
My beer is much bigger.
We got some more voicemails. We'd like you to call about anything in your life.
You got problems.
Beer related. Yeah, whatever.
Problems.
If you're a listener and you've got problems you think we could solve here.
Your wife doesn't listen to you or is mad at you.
Oh, I'm an expert at dealing with that.
Yeah.
I piss off my wife all the time. So I know I can tell you how to deal with it.
Hey, guys, can you hear me? I'm driving.
Yes, gotta be.
I'm driving to.
Where?
Can you guess? No. Wait, before we get into that.
Okay.
I thought that was so cool. But at the last minute, I got that voicemail in, and you guys played it.
That's right.
Man, that was close. Yeah, I fell asleep, and I woke up, and it's like almost 11:30, and I see Mike Samaya's post to be on a perfect part. I'm like, oh, shit! I didn't leave a voicemail!
Oh, man, I didn't get it.
I was very sad. You probably hear it in my voice how sad I was about it.
Yeah.
Very glum.
You were.
Very glum. Well,
you
anyway, Scott. Yeah, I have a couple of beers for you, or I will very soon. One's going to be
that
malt
session?
Liquor.
Malt
a
liquor?
Scotty B. Malt liquor. But St. Ives, what's better than St. Ives?
I don't know.
I'm feeling nostalgic, wanting to make a beer like the first beers I drank. That was back in the 80s when I was drinking to get drunk.
That's what you know what I mean? Should call it, nostalgic.
And, yeah, 6.4%. Malt liquor, tastes like St. Ives, but better. It doesn't taste light stricken or anything.
That's St. Ives.
And I'm thinking, I might put it in a 40. I might actually pour out one for the homies and fill it up.
Damn.
Never know.
Put a screw top
anyway,
on it.
I also have a black IPA. I think I'm going to run out of time, so...
Give me a Cascadian dart.
It's
got to be.
He was at the beer garden today, and Wednesday, as this is not pre-recorded.
No, you're listening to it live,
drawn by a live studio audience. And he confirmed.
Hold your applause till the end, please. Sorry, hold
the applause sign is not on.
Oh, sorry.
Now we have to start the scene all over.
And he confirmed that said malt liquor will be served in. To us in a 40-ounce bottle.
Wow. Look at Scotty B.
Oh, Edward.
Pushing the envelope of beer with his beerness. I want to know what happens with the fair. Like, who won at the fair? That's what I want to know. Because if Scotty B didn't win, then...
I heard one of the Shawns cleaned the house on medals.
Oh, yeah?
It's already been posted on the page.
Damn it.
559? Won everything?
559 drinking.
They won all of it?
All of it.
Every metal.
One more voicemail.
Brewery with most awareness goes to 559.
Hey, guys.
Paul.
Paul in Yuppieville.
Fairfax.
Whoa.
I'm so excited because I just popped into the Berkeley Bowl and saw my first Alpine. I have not even had Alpine yet. So it's here. It's made its way to the Bay Area in the green flash bottles.
In the green flash bottles,
I got a duet and a hop birthday.
Oh, my God.
I'm excited. To dig into those tonight. So I did what I think may have been an ethical craft beer no-no.
Excellent.
So I had a beer fridge in my garage for a while. And the gist of that was to slowly fill it up with leftovers from six packs. And I had the drum kit and the amps and everything all set up, thinking that, you know, I'd have friends over and we'd have jam night and we'd just kill the beer fridge, you know, but the jam nights never happened and the beer fridge just kept filling up and filling up. And after about a year, I realized that most of this beer was no good anymore. So I told a friend the whole deal. I was like, hey, man, I got all this beer. A lot of it's going to be pretty old. Do you want it? And he said, yeah, totally. So he took it.
Yeah, totally, bro.
I mean, I filled up two boxes with beer, and there was still some left over. And then that beer sat warm in the garage for like, another couple months. So this beer was totally unacceptable, but I could not bring myself to just pour it out.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what I did the other day. I put it in a box, and I went to this street corner in Berkeley where I always see drunk guys just hanging out drinking 40s, and I just left the box.
That's the way to do it, man.
Is that bad?
No.
Or shit.
I don't know. Am I contributing to their delinquency?
Well, sure.
I mean, you know the beer was going to taste like shit. And is that me saying that they don't deserve quality beer? I don't know. What do you think? Was that immoral or was that just perfectly acceptable?
No, it's acceptable.
Poured it down the drain.
They wouldn't have had it to begin with.
I'll talk to you guys soon.
All right. Thanks, Paul. Cheers. 559-492-0542. Leave us voicemails.
Have you smelled Oakland? Give him that shit.
That's contributed. Yeah. I've thought about that. There's a guy at Blackstone and Nice that has a sign. He's like, he uses the humor factor. He's like, why lie? I need a beer.
Mm-hmm.
His homeless sign. I'm like, sometimes there's been beers in our fridge where it's like, I don't want any more of this. I wonder if I just drop off a box to him.
Drop him
like, here you go, dude.
Nice 16th anniversary.
Here's some shitty beer. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Here's a 16th anniversary Stone, man. It's a rare beer.
It's a rare beer.
It's a rare beer, bro.
Yeah.
Have at it.
I think that's paying it in the reverse instead of paying it forward.
He'd look for me next time and be like, there's that motherfucker that brought me up, Stone.
Chuck it at you.
Hey, piece of shit.
What the fuck is this shit?
Hey.
What are you trying to do to me?
I had the shits for 3 days, motherfucker.
That's probably what would happen. He'd probably be like, let me check those date codes before you drop these off.
Yeah. Wow. He's all, whoa.
The homeless have more street cred craft beer than we do.
Oh, well. Though this is the worst Stone anniversary.
Oh, right, not here. The 16th, bro.
No. How many times people try to dump a 16th on me, asshole?
That's how I got in this mess. I invested in that beer.
I bought 10 cases of this shit. Pushed me over the edge.
It was gold, I tell you, gold.
I lost my job right at the same time. I had 10 cases. My woman said, fuck you, get out of my house with your 10 cases of the 16th anniversary. My dog bit me. I had no medical insurance, and now here I'm at. Wow. And now you're giving me this beer.
The epic country song.
Now I just try to get 10-minute naps at Sleep Train.
Sleep Train. Take it to a better night's sleep.
Damn.
Choo-choo.
The Sleep Train does not endorse the perfect bore or things or said should. Within him.
If they'd want to give us a new futon, we would take it. Accepting new futons from Sleep Train.
Sure. Why not? That was our voicemails. Thank you, everybody, for calling. And now it's time for Being Caught Drinking. As the Hetty is still out there. Hetty Topper.
Hetty.
The first time on the perfect pour. Hetty Topper. Who wants to go? Anyone want to go? Bells, you want to talk about your L.A. beer experience or your San Diego beer experience?
San Diego beer experience.
Yeah, what was your favorite beer in San Diego, you think?
I think the one that stood out to me the most ended up being Coachman at a Society.
Coachman?
Nice.
It was good.
The Coachman.
I enjoyed that one. We apparently, after they sat down and told us how many breweries we visited that day, because I didn't keep count. We went to quite a few.
Okay.
That was, and granted, we went that to Society the next day, but that one really stood out over everything else. Tried some stuff at Ballast Point that was okay. Some single hop, fresh, something rare bullshit, whatever fuck was called. I ordered one of those.
one of them.
That's exactly how I ordered it, too. I'm like, I'll have one of those single hop, fresh fuck, whatever the fucks.
Hmm. No, got said, that right sure. away, sir.
Here you go.
Well, they're coming right up.
It is okay.
We're going to blow the story wide open.
Modern Times was cool. We got to go to Modern Times. That was awesome.
I feel that one's the most visually appeasing.
Pleasing?
Like I said, right here, this fucking, for some reason, I think this is the greatest label to his t-shirt. Ever.
Oh, yeah, their font is.
I don't know what it is. It's just awesome. Mm-hmm. So,
I put their sticker on my little notebook, and it looks like a fucking Modern Times notebook.
Yeah.
It's recycled paper, and it's like the whole nine.
They're doing all the things right there at the Modern Times.
Yep. And making a pretty damn good beer, too.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't go.
Oh, man. Oh, man. The bearded brewer has it in his hand.
Or a woman.
For the first time on the Perfect Pour, we're finally getting our East Coast street cred. We did it on Dorktown already.
We did. We did it side by side with Pliny.
I've had this beer in so many unconventional beer drinking places, it's not even funny.
I love Goal!
You shot.
It jumped. I know.
You shot first.
Ooh.
Premature. There it is. Got the black tab on it. Classic heady topper can.
Damn, Bells is ready for this. He's cleansing a glass.
I told Bells, I said, Bells tried to
steal. This is what I'm here for.
Bells tried to steal. Bells tried to steal this can a couple times. And I told him, I was like, we're going to open the Heady Topper.
Be right
episode.
There.
So just letting you know.
He was in the middle of his ham sandwich at home. And he dropped it.
Hammies.
Look at this guy. Look at this guy.
Wow. No, I'll take it.
Look at this guy.
Give it to
Mr.
me.
Mr. IPA.
This fucking over guy here. Over here, huh?
This fucking guy.
Fucking bite your fingers off right now.
Give me. Look at,
try to grab
his can. I'm stealing glasses from Matt. Trying to grab his can. Stealing glasses from Matt.
My kitty's stealing my cheese puffs.
That's still the way I remember it. I remember it being nice.
So we're pointing in the glass. Now, Heady Topper
is
insists
murky.
That you drink it from a can.
We don't
care. I've already done that.
You've
Matt,
done it?
Nick
Hello?
Has not had a Heady.
Ever.
He's the
ever.
Only one here that has not ever, had ever, a Heady ever. Topper. So you're going to have to drink it from the can.
And there you go.
All right.
And then you and whatever's left you can put in the glass.
You guys want my cooties.
You have to drink. No, you that's yours now.
East Coast Plain.
You have what's left there, bro.
Cheers.
This is Vermont's finest.
Cheers.
Mm-hmm. Would you say
from
or
Vermont.
Would you not say?
That's good.
It's pretty good.
Now, Heady Topper is Sorry. The East Coast version of Pliny as far as reputation-wise. Right. They're both double IPAs. They're both 8%. They are both 100% rated on Beer Advocate.
Mm-hmm.
They are the classic everyone compares against each other.
I will say that Heady is quite a bit murkier looking than
yes.
Pliny.
Yes.
But
yeah, it is.
That's what fucks with my mind
it's
each
lighter
time. And with murkier. It being murkier, aka less filtered or less fined or less cold crashed, whatever the term you want to use, I expect it to be more aggressive than Pliny, but it's just pretty damn good for an East Coast beer, is what it, you know, boils down to.
Well, they copied Rebel Raw, so, I mean, it's no wonder.
Nick is having it from the can. He's smelling, trying to get his aroma out of the can.
Smells of aluminum.
Damn it. Kind of want to go back to craft culture.
We can always fit in.
Back.
That's track. What she said.
We could always fit in. Damn. I'll be damn. The East Coast has a beer that could stand on its own two legs.
What's funny
Magic
is so
Magic legs.
It's always compared to Pliny as far as against each other, but it's totally not at all.
It
tastes like Pliny.
It's not.
It's a completely different IPA.
No, but it's not anything else. It's not, you know, traditional East Coast malt.
No, it isn't.
Malt heavy IPA.
Yeah, that's I
correct.
You can't put a pin on like, "Oh, this is a Midwest IPA. This is East Coast IPA." It's like its own thing.
So, do you think they went for the can to distance themselves that much from Pliny? Like we're going to do the complete opposite of We do not want to be associated with playing.
I don't know if they like set out to be like.
I don't even think they were even associating themselves with Pliny at the time when they were brewing it, to be honest.
Well, they're probably them, just a little brewery. They're thinking about, are the people of, are our fans going to associate us with Pliny?
I don't know. I don't even know if they had, if they were thinking about fans back then.
Fans.
They probably didn't.
I think they're, this is like about a year after Pliny.
I know they're one of the, they're probably one of the first breweries that did their thing in a can, you know?
Mm-hmm. In a can. I like to do it in the can.
This was Mike Cerny. All right, there you go. I'm going to use that drop.
One of those pumpkin cans.
Oh, there's some old beer in there.
Aged? Okay.
Yeah, some aged pumpkin.
So it comes down to this. I'm having it right now. We're sitting here drinking it.
Are we now?
And Pliny's still a better beer.
Oh, I agree.
In my opinion. You don't want to agree?
I agree. I said I agree.
Is Pliny, is that because Pliny's your first love? I do want to
agree, and I agree.
No. No, I think... Hold on, let me drink some
of
more
course,
of this.
No, we need scientific research here.
I kind of agree with Bell's. I think,
good. I don't know. I just think I think I like a little more of a pinier note that I get with Pliny.
Okay.
This is heavy caramel sweet.
It is sweet.
It is sweet.
It's sweeter than Pliny, that's mm-hmm. for sure. Pliny's got a little more of a bitter kind of bite. A little bit. And I enjoy that.
Mm-hmm. The aftertaste lingers. And I haven't had a Pliny in a while, but I don't remember Pliny hanging around this long.
No, it doesn't. You're right. And this is hanging around.
Yeah. This is like, yeah, you just drink a Heady. Get comfortable. I'm going to be here a while.
Yeah. Yeah. I will commend them for, it's $3 a can.
That's their deal.
They won't raise the price. Ounce. It's $3 a can. That's what it is.
Respect. Because that's the same. That's cool. Yeah, Pliny. Yeah.
So you're getting,
Pliny's the same way. It's a cheap. They don't.
Yeah, it's five and a quarter.
$5-$6 a bottle.
$5.50 a bottle.
$5 at the tap room. It's not. You can.
Is this a 4-pack? I mean, I've never seen, you know, being on the West Coast, we've never seen a case of this. So is this a 4-pack? Is it a 6-pack?
No, I think they come in 6-packs.
They're a 6-pack.
If I'm not mistaken, they're either 6-packs. I think they are.
So $18.
Can't go wrong.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's scoping territory, but it's not.
Mm-hmm. But it's a good
deal. I tried Grunion the other day.
Mm.
Out of the can.
Oh,
yes.
Great.
Bells is looking out
sorry.
For.
Sorry. You,
or no. Bells, okay. Oh, no. Wait. Bells is doing
no,
your...
No, I think that's a really good
Oh, did I just take
beer.
That? Did I Bing just caught. Do something?
No, you're doing... You're fine. Oh. You're fine. I was... I have in my head of like, we got to put in a segment. Don't say things outside of a segment.
Oh. No,
you're still... We're still within your segment. You're completely fine.
I just remember we were talking about Grunion and we went to Ballast Point and we tried... We didn't try it.
Yeah.
And we were like, oh, shit.
Because it was like so many different things they had on that like, you could not get in Fresno.
Well, yeah, they have like 35 taps and specialty beer.
Yeah, there. And I was like, I'm thinking like, I can get Grunion in Fresno, even though I haven't had it and I'm at the source and blah, blah, blah. But still, like I tried to do the R&D beers. But
yeah, and then our buddy Derek texts us a picture with a can of...
Can of Grunion.
Can of Grunion. Saying this thing is freaking terrific. I'm like, God, I really want to try it. So we made a little trip down to Gazebo Gardens. And they had it there.
Mm.
It was a beautiful thing.
Damn, that's a good looking out for.
Got some grub, got some Grunion.
Mm-hmm.
It was a nice Friday.
Wow.
And it went down good. It was very good, very flavorful.
That is one of the best places to drink beer in Fresno, I have to say.
Just don't fall into the
great,
rose.
Great can
I
beer.
I would have to
you like
agree
can
with
beer.
You.
Yeah.
I think that's a cool little spot.
That's amazing.
I mean, it really is. It's just a cool little spot.
Mm-hmm.
Get your food. It's mellow. Jazz music, kids, dogs, people.
Plants.
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 Sit around some rose bushes.
Yeah. Liberals.
Eat.
Liberals.
All kinds of yard art.
Lard yard.
Bard yard.
Lard yard.
Right here.
I'll take a lard yard.
Lard yard.
For $200.
Yep. Yep. Well, what was the Peter Brewer? What was something you were wanting to talk about?
So,
as we were compiling our Bincott drinking,
Bert brought up a good point to me today. So, as we may or may not know, there are many different glass companies that exist, and they make many different styles. There's bigger, smaller companies. But apparently, the can industry is owned by three companies.
Huh.
And so, chances are, if you do look at the can, they all have their who made them. And so, like, two of the three we have here, they're made by Ball. Ball is known for their mason jars.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I, from my understanding, Ball doesn't even make the glass jars anymore. They just release the patents to whoever. I mean, they own the rights, but whoever glass maker makes them. And Ball is now the leading can maker.
Hmm.
And there's the Track 7 here, and they have a Rexam. And I'm assuming, and there's, I'm told, a third company. But from my understanding, that craft beer is becoming so popular that Bert was saying today that they're starting to cut off can orders. Because, I mean, most cans are screen printed. And you have to remember that soda still uses cans.
Yeah.
And sodas, I mean, other soft drinks and energy drinks.
How do you say that? Soda.
He's predicting.
Soda.
He's predicting that it's going to get so crazy that everybody that's trying to get into canning is going to have to switch to a plain silver can with a sticker label that goes all the way around.
Those suck.
Other style we've seen where they have, it's a plastic label that they shrink to the can.
Boo again, boo.
But that's what he's saying. There's only three can makers and that they're
time to start
and
a canning.
Coca-Cola and Pepsi wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
Which they probably already do, own those companies. They could do that very easily. Shit all over the craft beer market.
time to start.
They'd sit around and be like, guess what, craft beer? Fuck you.
No more cans.
Time
to start a canning
business. Keep your shit in bottles. Mm-hmm. We're going to keep our shit in and cans.
Entrepreneurs.
They have that power. Mm.
If you're an entrepreneur, start your own canning business.
Yeah. I bet you New Belgium's
you're just
going
to get bought out. Yeah. I'm just going to buy you out.
So that I'd be interested to see that if companies that currently have cans and they can't add more to them, or people that are just starting with cans, if they're all going to switch, if only thing they could get is just plain silver shells and they have to apply a label to them, if that's what we're going to see.
I want them in a bottle if they're going to do that kind of crap.
Someone needs to invent the new aluminum can. They've done it with a plastic bottle. They're using.
You mean a Keystone Light can that tastes like a draft?
Water bottles now,
because it's specially lined
instead of this
Keystone?
Plastic, you know, BP, whatever the fuck we're drinking, you know,
yeah, chemicals
that are coming that are seeping into this water.
Yeah.
Sounded pretty cool.
So that was just an interesting thing that
plastic
could happen.
Beer.
Yeah. I mean, there's only so many.
You heard it here first on the Perfect Four. It's going to be Cantastrophe.
Ooh.
Cantastrophe nice 2015. Cantastrophe.
Break the story wide open, see?
Wide open. What's
open.
Golden Road going to do? Budweiser's like, fuck, we just bought Golden Road. They're all cans.
Now
there's no cans.
Well, see, that's what I don't understand. I don't know if they're just not accepting new accounts, so everybody else is just going to have to buy silver cans and do labels. But I'd be worried. What if New Belgium adds a new flavor and the, you know, Ball, say they're canned with Ball. I don't know who New Belgium does, but then they go, well, you've maxed out on your number of cans. You can now buy silver cans and put a sticker on it.
They just say, do you know who I am?
Yeah.
Start ordering from China.
That could be weird. That could be a weird thing.
Could be weird, Scotty.
Scotty, don't be weird. A canning company, and they'll just buy your cans from China.
It's probably
And it'll be like some made
virtually
out of lead.
No lead.
Yeah, virtually no lead.
Virtually.
Virtually mostly lead.
Virtually all lead.
Pretty much.
Virtually lots of lead.
Fucked.
Triple magnesium cans. Magnesium. We can't tell you what's in it, but it's a magnesium can.
I'm a hand forged.
You forgot.
Cans.
You forgot a little culture saying you wanted to do. I forgot we had a voicemail through our email through another from another podcaster.
Could it be
that we need to play?
We are all over.
We're podcasting.
Whoa! Let's start that again, bros.
What the fuck,
Tim Bros?
No, it's not the Tim Bros. This is, I think we're going to, damn it.
I hear
it. Bzz, bzz, damn it, technology. Bzz, bzz. Damn you, technology.
Damn you.
I'm going back to the future.
That's next week.
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
We're podcasting.
Hey, it's E-Rock, the beer father, a.k.a. Eric from Illinois, and the Beer with Friends podcast.
Yay!
On the Podcast Network, coming direct to you. Giving you an emailed version, a recorded version.
I like.
Rather than a voicemail this time. We just finished recording our GABF episode. Kind of topical. We drank some local GABF beers.
Gold.
And one of the beers we drank, me and producer Ryan,
I only drink
AKA
gold.
The Beer Ninja, traveled up to God's country, to New Glarus, Wisconsin, to purchase today, the day that we recorded this.
Ooh, New Glarus.
We picked up the R&D Golden Ale, and we reviewed it on the podcast.
An R&D so New Glarus.
Some of the guys in the studio are a little mad that we went without them.
We're not mad, you're just dicks.
So anyway, we hope that you could listen to the episode. But the bigger tidbit to this phone, message is that we're going to be sending you some very, very fresh New Glarus beer on request by you guys. I know you've been looking forward to having New Glarus beers. It's more important that you try this stuff fresh. And I don't think we could have got it any fresher than buying it at the source. So we
look forward to hearing
what you guys have to say about the beers. Getting your, I know you've already talked about GABF a little bit on your podcast, but if you listen to our show, you'll get a little insight as to the Midwestern breweries that were involved in the GABF category. So hope you enjoy it if you want to take a listen to it. And hope you really enjoy the beers that we traveled to the Great White North for, to God's country, to pick up for you. So from the Beer with Friends podcast, I hope you drink well and drink craft and enjoy your New Glarus beers.
Damn.
Cheers. Cheers. Cheers, beer.
So
beer
no
with
plain
friends.
Old spotted cow this time. No. We got some real beer.
Some real beer coming our way. Yeah.
So I just opened a new beer. I love gold.
Hold on, man.
Wow.
I'm switching off of email back to
Bearded Brewers.
Back
off,
to I love gold.
Off on his own. He doesn't care about us no more.
He doesn't care.
Well,
I love gold.
But I don't want to throw this in here really quickly because Mike from Riley's has been trying to improve their beer and has been improving their beer. So I want to see what Bell's thinks of this newer and improved IPA from Riley's Brewing.
All right.
He's an IPA guy.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and say it right now.
The Pliny King of Fresno, who doesn't have any Pliny.
That's right. I can get it whenever the fuck I want.
Wow.
I'm a Pliny pimp.
I love you.
There's only two things.
You know I love you.
Two things from Riley's that I like.
Mm-hmm.
And their root beer.
Yes.
Not their hard one. Just a regular root beer.
Yeah, soft root beer.
It tastes like root beer.
And their gargoyle.
Okay.
Okay. I enjoyed the gargoyle. I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I liked. Their IPA was not impressive. You hear that?
Gargoyle was good.
Gargoyle was good. IPA was not good. So you better fucking fix it. Because if it's not, I'm going to tell you. Because I'm a dick.
He's...
I don't get fucking paid to fucking not tell the truth.
You don't get paid to
You don't pay me to lie.
You don't pay you to do nothing, bro.
But I do want to try it.
But I mean, yeah, he was talking about, you know, how this one came out a little bit different. They, you know, he was helping improve it. And I think he's putting out some drinkable beers. That's just my opinion.
Riley's Brewing. Stepping it up. Hope they can open up a...
How long did
tap room?
How
long
did he let the grain stay in the mash for?
Excuse me, but
it smells a little fresh.
That's not how it works.
They don't smell burnt.
That would be correct. When the water hits the mash, it's at about 170 degrees, which would not burn it.
Approximately.
See? Look at how much he knows about beer already.
Son of a bitch.
Well, we are in Big Cod drinking as Bells enjoys his Riley IPA. Or
I didn't
we'll
mean
see.
To cut off that voicemail if there was anything to wrap up.
No, no. We're okay. Good. Bells is enjoying his Riley's. He's drinking it. He's savoring it. Checking it out. He's thinking about it. He's got his hands to his face. He's really contemplating it. Really, really trying to judge it. And some more drinking.
You walk up. There's two taps. There's Lagunitas IPA and there's Riley's IPA.
Uh-oh.
You're just trying to have your
I'm having a diet soda.
Oh.
Bells.
You can email Bells. I like, the, gar- I like Bells, the gargoyle. So, this doesn't have a lot of flavor to me.
So it's drinkable, but it's not in the realm of a Bell's IPA.
If this is next to a General Sherman, I'm ordering a General Sherman.
All right.
So that's a given.
That's real talk.
I like the gargoyle
from Bell.
Tweak it.
Mm-hmm.
Is he listening to this show?
He might listen to
this
show.
If you listen, dude, fuck, dude, your root beer was awesome. The gargoyle was phenomenal, man. And I drank it at the Apcal fucking thing. It was good. And you had another IPA there. My wife liked it. I didn't like it.
Was it the Wildcat? That's their double dry hopped red.
No, it was something else. She didn't like it. I didn't like it. She liked it, but I like Gargoyle. She didn't like Gargoyle, so there you go. But I think the Gargoyle is something that they should be working on and like mastering.
I
think that's an ingredient. I mean, I think they've got a great recipe right there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that they're like one ingredient or one thing from making that put them like on the map for sure.
All right.
That's what I think.
That's a fair
But I'm an asshole.
You're just telling it how it rolls.
That's all I know.
Bells rolls how he rolls.
You're not here to shake babies and kiss hands.
You're not voting me for president. But
he's the closer. He comes in and closes.
It is drinkable. It's not a bad beer at all. By no means. But there's nothing that's standing out of it for me. That heady topper didn't stand out for me. There you go. Everybody with the thing with the heady. This last one, it was okay.
It was okay.
You know, you're not like, holy shit, I just drank fucking heady. I got a boner now.
Mm-hmm.
You don't.
Damn it. I do not have a boner.
You don't.
You are correct, sir.
You did when you had the Citra, though.
I still haven't had Citra.
Citra. All right. Well, I was drinking.
No, I was not here that day.
You were here.
No, sir.
Oh, yeah, you missed the Citra.
I missed the Citra. I miss every epic IPA that's ever been on this show.
Oh, well, you just had Heady, bro.
Well, except for, I take that back, I've had many, many Society IPAs, which are awesome. So fucking awesome.
Nick, you were here for Citra.
I was not here for Citra.
Thought you were.
You guys went amongst yourselves. And
I took the rest of it, remember? They were going to pour it in your glass, and I took it.
I didn't. Oh, see, no wonder I didn't have any. You took
it. It was Citra. Was it something else?
I remember
him
not being here. It might have been another one.
What the fuck was
Dude, bro. As you contemplate I want to get through my Bing Cod drinking.
Oh, man, I think you're wrong.
I said a grunion.
I'll check
my intel. You guys do your things.
I don't know. Nick missed this. Nick missed a big one, and I think
Nick
it was
mixed the first Citra.
Mix it back.
He didn't miss the second one. I'm going to go piss. I'm right.
Bells is right.
I do not doubt you, Bells.
As Bells mentioned earlier,
must have not been impressive because you don't.
Because I don't remember it. The tannins did not settle.
They weren't.
Oh, Untapped is.
Were angry.
Untapped is very jacked up tonight.
And Untapped is down, dude.
It's dang.
There's something wrong with it. I had a grunion, like Bells is saying, out of the can, and at the Gazebo Gardens. It was delicious.
Fantastic.
I'm agreeing with all this Grunion talk. I'm in on the Grunion scene.
Grunion is hot. I repeat, the Grunion is hot. I had an
Oneida from Modern Times. Because from my San Diego haul.
Yeah.
I had a Thunderstruck 19th anniversary. I think I had that at Eureka Burger. I think it was on
Eureka.
Panic IPA from Track 7, because Track 7's in town, and they I had a six-pack of Panic. And Panic is track delicious. Track
7 has hit hard.
Yep. And I had the Duet from Alpine Brewing, a Green Flash version of Duet.
Oh, did you know?
It was nice.
Not too
it
good
is not as
Flash
good
version,
as though. What we have on draft here at Yard House. It was not as delicious as that.
Hmm.
What that just maybe from batch to batch kind of thing, or just maybe a draft kind of thing. I don't
batches.
Know. Batches.
We love batches.
We love batches. So there. That was just a little bit my been caught. What are you guys drinking this past week of any interest?
I've been really bad at Untappd lately. And I haven't gone out.
Lazy Untapper.
I haven't gone out to drinking the past 2 weeks. I've been just staying at home hard. Or just hanging out with the friendolas. And so I did bring home a 12-pack of Sherman, and I've made it through 9 of those since Sunday. That should tell you what I've been drinking.
Just Shermaning.
You've
been in the General's Army all week.
Me and the Shanas hung out, and we shared a 2015 La Folie that I had rolling around in the fridge. Still love that. That's one of my favorite sour browns or sour beers in general from year to year. I did make it out to the Papalos, and I did have a Firefall.
That's where I had the Thunderstruck was Papalos.
They've been hanging on to Thunderstruck and Firefall. Those two beers have been reordered a few times.
Okay, good. I didn't have a because it was good. It was tasting good.
Yeah, because when I was
tasting stale.
When I was there, they're like, "Yeah, we just put the Thunderstruck back on. It's been popular." And they're all Firefall. That was a new keg too. And I was like, "Cool,
Firefall keep with it going. The pizza, man."
And that's what they're catching on. Yeah. That, and a lot of people from the waitress that I had, she said a lot of people do order the Firefall. And I was like, "Well, it's a pizza beer."
Yeah,
and there's no pizza in the beer, but it complements pizza.
It's a pizza beer, not without pizza, but so you drink it with pizza.
It was designed with that in mind, and I did crack open my Lost Horizon that Mike got for me.
Yes, yes.
What'd
you think of that? The Modern Times Lost Horizon.
Oh, gosh, that was so good.
Double IPA.
So good. I've been sitting on...
Better than a Heady?
Yes. I have like 5 or 6 Modern Times 22-ounce bombers that I'm sitting on. A couple of them I shouldn't, because I want to get them on the show when we have Phil call in. But
you need to get rid of those.
So that's what was most exciting to me, was I was able to open a Modern Times 22-ounce for myself and not have to worry about sharing it with anybody. I'm just like, this is for me.
Yes,
and this is happening right now.
Me.
And this was after October.
I'm important.
I checked my time of that photo that I took, and it was Saturday. So that means I think that was after Oktoberfest. I don't think it was Friday going into Saturday, but I think it was after Oktoberfest.
All right.
And that was like a 12-hour day with people drinking beer from Steins.
You guys had a big-ass Oktoberfest at Tioga, huh?
Yeah, so.
How did those – do you guys are giving that out Steins? Or not giving out, but...
Yeah, you came up for $20, and you got the 32-ounce Stein. You either got Tamarack, the German Pilsner to fill it up with, and you came back, and we gave you 7 options of beer to fill it up with. And you could just sit there with your 32 ounces and just roll them back.
DDH in that option?
No. The only hoppy beer you could get in there would be XPA, because it was that...
That's okay.
Five. I'm good. We're doing XPA. Things under 5.5 and below.
An XPA, a fresh XPA tastes better than that Heady right now. I'll tell you that much.
So you had that.
How about that, huh?
Ooh.
Fresh XPA probably tastes hoppier than that Heady we just had right now.
I'll take it.
Damn.
So did you guys having being open that long a day, that much beer around, did you have any problems with issues with people?
No. I thought it was going to be 100% shit show.
Because I wasn't there. That's why.
But
Mikey wasn't there to fuck shit up.
Security cleaned up. Security cleaned up one mug. We don't have the whole story of why the mug was broken. We just know that there was a gentleman outside and that his wife had showed up. We don't know. We don't know if somebody was angry.
He just dropped it.
Somebody had a...
Oh, shit, run.
Somebody had a butterfinger.
It's my wife, run.
We don't know. We don't know that story.
Why am I running?
I don't know. Run!
So there was that.
My wife!
Yeah.
Hold this! Hold this! Can't see I'm drinking.
So there was one broken mug that day. One. And the other factor I contribute is we closed at 11 p.m. So we stopped serving at 10:45. And I'm...
Bullshit. That's bullshit.
I have that theory that if you have a beer festival like that and you stay open... You know, 12 o'clock, that's when it gets risky. You stay open till 1 o'clock, that's when it gets starts getting shitty. And if you're open till 2,
start tearing shit down. That's when
people just turn into primates.
Yeah.
So I'm going to throw my poop at you and break this glass. No,
you're right to close.
Man, I made this.
I was about to burn the place down and then it closed. I'm like, never mind.
So.
Went and burned Peeves down.
Another day.
go to some other place and burn it down.
But that's just my general opinion that there's eventually a point where you're just like, yes, we're still making money, but this is not worth it. The way these people are acting is not worth whatever we're trying to accomplish.
Yeah. It's supposed to be about craft beer, not about getting
drunk, prep.
What'd you say, bro? I don't like the way you're talking to me, bro.
Bro, why are you talking to me like that, bro?
Maybe serving 32-ounce steins would probably be not a good idea.
Well, it worked out. Worked out.
Well, no, if you
quit using logic on us.
Worked out. Just
give them smaller glasses.
Worked out, bro.
There were a few females I feel...
Charge them more.
Oh, wait. She's talking about females.
There were a few females I feel that... properly represented. They had noticed that it taken a while to finish them and the beers had gotten a little warmer. So I wonder if that slowed people down because they paid for it and they didn't want to dump it, but they had to then settle drinking with some slightly warmer beer, which would slow anybody down. It's if you're trying to get through
Steins,
something,
man,
not me.
It's like yard.
Not me, bro.
Not me, bro.
I get down that.
Yeah.
You go,
I'm the one guy who goes to Yard House and gets yards.
Yeah, I get a yard of beer.
Got a full yard, bro.
I was headed that same way. Don't mind me.
I'm waiting.
Don't mind me. I'm just sitting here.
I'm waiting.
I love gold.
Oh, so a new beer.
I saw this staring at me in the fridge all wrong. From Twisted Manzanita. This has to be... Is it you or is it courtesy of Greg?
No, it's not me. It's Greg.
Okay.
Greg.
Courtesy of Greg. So, Rustic Horizon Red Ale. Caramelized, roasty finish, and nuts.
And nuts.
It says nutty.
Did you do your pink hot, Nick?
No.
I don't think you did.
And now that I've opened a new beer, let's get to the Brothers Bin Cot Drinking. Look how that segue went.
Good job. You're professional.
Professional jackass.
You were on the Central Coast, Nick, man. I want to hear about this drinking on the coast, bro.
I did some Central Coast drinking.
Yeah.
Some beachy drinking, bro.
Beachy.
Oh. It was beachy.
So beachy.
Well, if you're on the Central Coast, where else do you go but the Libertine Pub?
Libertine.
Nice. You went to Morro Bay.
And you go to the front bar because they spend the front one on the front bar.
Oh, really? Oh, the one on the street?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's partitioned off. They have a front bar and a back bar.
And right. This weird kitchen hallway.
And thing. A weird kitchen hallway in between. Yep. Soon to be Libertine of San Luis Obispo.
Oh, yeah.
But the one thing I've never done there is had any of their house beers. I've always... Mm-hmm. There, you walk in and they have so many taps, you always find something cool that's made by somebody else. And this time I walked in and said, fuck it, let's try all their beers. So mm-hmm. I had a flight of Libertine beers, which are all wild ales. No, nothing traditional. You know, be ready for the funk.
These are expensive beers, yeah. too.
Be ready for George, what's his name? Not George Carlin.
George
James Brown?
George Clinton.
George Clinton.
Mm.
The funk master.
Be ready for some George Clinton.
Because
the parliament is in the high.
Those bottles, you can get, I don't know if it's still there, but Eureka has bottles of Eureka Fresno. Eureka Burger Fresno has bottles of Libertine. They're like $18 bottles or something. Woo. Though.
Hello.
Yeah, something like that. So, how was that stuff?
They were all well-made beers. I personally liked the Pacific Blue Goza and the Wild IPA. Yeah, they had a Wild IPA.
Ooh, Wild IPA.
That was just really, really good.
Sounds interesting.
But I'm looking forward to what they do in the San Luis Brewery, you know, since they got all the room to play now.
Right. Yes.
They're going to be kicking ass.
And that's I saw the bar area, and it looked proper-sized.
Nice.
In the San Luis.
Is it like downtown with everything else?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's
around the corner from the hot spots, but mm-hmm. it is.
But it's still it there is, in the yeah. walking area.
But downtown. It's down like towards like McClintock's.
Oh, okay.
And stuff like that. It's pretty mm-hmm. much one of those side streets. That's you just take it and you go up.
I wish we had a couple of baskets of their onion rings right
I think
now.
I even Holy know shit. The building.
And their salsa.
You said turkey nuts? Rings. What?
Stop it.
Turkey nuts.
He's talking about McClintock's now. McClintock's tangent.
Oh, sweet.
So yeah, what else, Nick? What else?
Barrel House is just everywhere down there. Barrel yeah. House is the Tioga of the Central Coast.
Yep.
More so than Firestone?
You know what? It's funny. Everywhere we went, and it was fucking hilarious. I got hosed so many times walking around down there.
People had hoses and they were just hosing you down.
I got hosed, Tommy. So you,
Tommy, I got hosed.
This happened more in Cambria than in Morro Bay or San Luis. But every time you walk into a place, they have a sign that says, "We have craft beer. We have craft beer."
We
right walk in. It's fucking 8:05. It's fucking 8:05.
8:05,
that's,
bro.
That's all they
technically,
have.
They're technically, they're correct.
Yeah, so they're not wrong, but...
We have a craft beer.
That is the Firestone beer of choice on the Central Coast. It is flooded with 8:05.
Because it says 8:05, and it's my area code. I love it.
Yeah, so thank goodness Barrel House and Figaro Mountain. I got to give Figaro Mountain some credit. Those are the local brews of the area. So you go in, and you get the Barrel House Stout. You get the 8:05. Oh, sorry, not the 8:05. God damn it. You get the Figaro Mountain Hoppy Poppy or the...
is that the double?
I can't remember what which one that one is.
But I agree with you.
You get some better beers from Barrel House and Figaro than you do from Firestone, who's right there. You get 8:05 and DBA from Firestone.
That's yeah, no, I was in Morro Bay, and I was on my own for lunch, and so I went to the Hofbräu. Because I was like, I want a turkey sandwich right mm-hmm, now. Mm-hmm. And they're like, and we have craft beer. And same thing. And I ended up getting a Union Jack. And I was like,
hey,
fucking Firestone's right there.
Yeah.
And your crafty beer, other than Peroni, is Union Jack. But I'm like, seriously, this sucks.
Totes regular.
How about
just I'll let you know this sucks.
Which... I don't want to get into the Firestone tangent.
Yeah, it's just weird. You think they would have some really cool shit on tap, but Barrel House is bringing it. So they always have the Templeton Rye, Barrel House Stout. You know, the Summer Days is popular over there.
I haven't had the Summer Days
yet. I haven't either. And they have a new brown ale out, and I forget the name of it. But Barrel House has a new brown I'm looking out for.
Oh, my.
So we enjoyed some Barrel House stouts, actually, at the Bowie Tavern of all places. You know, you were not... The Bowie. You were not...
Bowie. He said Bowie.
The Bowie Tavern. You would not expect craft beer to be at the Bowie Tavern, but they had some Barrel House there, at least.
At least they had that.
Yeah, so it was made for some good drinking.
Good drinking.
I finally cracked open my Modern Times Mega Black
House. Oh,
yeah.
Mega Black
House. How is that?
I like Black House better.
What?
Whoa!
That's awesome beer.
Biggest revelation ever. Awesome I did not beer. Expect that.
Really, really good. But Monsters Park, I think, was way, way, way better. I don't even know if those are in the same category. But for the bomber format,
yeah,
Monsters Park, or I'd go with a 16-ounce Black House any day in a can.
Interesting.
We also had a couple old Rasputins.
Huh.
Old Faithful. What else do we have?
What year were the Rasputins?
2015.
Oh, okay. Because, like, I did a vertical of Rasputin the other day.
You did?
Yeah, from, like, 1991.
Oh, cool.
Till 2001.
So, in Hanford, you can get Bell's Two Hearted Ale? Is this correct?
Or, what? Or
is this the incorrect? Place in Hanford.
It's not has, Liquor Locker. What's the name of the place?
It doesn't say.
Hmm. Bell's is Central researching Valley Bell's beer.
But there's
he's got Smog City Brewing and yes. Two Hearted Ale.
Yes.
Damn.
There's an off the wall place
in town has Smog in City Hanford,
in Hanford
that gets all these crazy beers that uh-huh. and I've asked Brian DeBates
Grangeville Liquor.
Grangeville, yes. For whatever reason right. it is, Grangeville.
I wonder what gets, street it's on.
Well, you could just put it into Yelp and it'll tell you.
On your way to the on your way to the Central Coast, stop in the Grangeville Liquor.
Where is that?
You know, in Grangeville.
Grangeville Boulevard.
But I've seen posts of them, but yeah, they get Smog City and they get all this weird bullshit. Yeah. But I don't know if anybody legal? I don't know if anybody down there buys it. I don't know if there's that many people that would buy it, but they have it.
What's the story here with Grangeville Liquor people?
And I've asked that too, because I have a couple of customers that live a little bit
they
south
might not
of
be
us.
Legal.
And I'm like, if you're driving up north, just pick up some stuff and bring it to me and I'll trade you, you know? If there's some Bells, you know, showing up there.
I'll not feel like driving 25 minutes. All right, somebody else do it.
So
Hanford, 30-ish minutes. All right.
Wow.
That was Been Caught Drinking. We're still enjoying many beers here. Some beers to look out for. We had to cut the segment short last week because we're running over on time. So, want to wedge in some stuff. The beer I've been seeing a lot of, the past couple weeks and hearing a lot about, and I can't imagine that's good, but I'm hearing good things. The 24 karat golden ale from Stone, the carrot cake beer. I think it's popped up in town a little bit here. I think a couple places I've seen it, maybe at Rochelle or something. But I don't know. I don't like carrot cake at all, but everyone's saying it's good, so I kind of want to try it. I'm surprised. I thought maybe Bearded Brewer had had that already, but...
The fuck carrot cake.
The fuck carrot cake.
I did see it. I was almost tempted to pick one up because West Shaw Crafts, which is the place by me, picked. Had a couple of interesting beers. I've been meaning to go in there.
Bells.
What?
What are you bothering me for?
What the hell do you want?
Lagunitas, Born Yesterday.
Oh my God, this Grangeville they're coming out. Looks like a fucking dump. I'm looking at it right now on Yelp. It looks like a fucking dump.
Wow.
All right. But apparently they got beer.
Most Valley liquor stores look like a dump. Just so you know. So, Bells, are you excited about Lagunitas Born Yesterday? They're going to do Born Yesterday again?
Whatever. Let's see if it's good.
Whatever.
Fucking fresh Heineken. All
right. Fresh Heineken. I wonder what an unskunked Heineken would taste like.
Listen, let them do it and do it like they did last time. Hopefully they don't try to tweak it. And they're like, oh, we're fucking going to make it special. Fuck it up.
Fuck it up.
But if it's as good as it was last year, fuck, man. Buy that shit and sit on it, too. And 2-3 months from now, it's still fucking hoppy and good.
I doubt it. I bet that shit drops off.
Don't fucking doubt me, Mike.
All right, let's go.
Have I proven you wrong all
fisticuffs.
So far?
Game of fisticuffs.
Did you realize, let's Nick, play. that you've had Citra? Did you guys figure that out
no,
yet?
No, my Untappd is jacked right now.
Well, you've had it.
It's whack, bro. It's whack.
Bell's nose.
You were on the show.
And sees
we were sitting
all.
Here. You were sitting right there.
Wow.
I remember.
Also, Noli, my favorite north, up in the northern areas, Noli in Spokane, Washington. They are canning now. They got their Born Yesterday IPA in cans now. So Corbett, Reggie, aka and Corby, hooked that up. I want to get some nice. Born Yesterday in cans, some Noli in cans. Damn. Is there any beers you guys are looking out for?
I wish I could remember the name of it, but Firestone Walker won a medal for an IPA that I've never seen in town, and that's one I'm trying to figure out what it was for. And gosh, it wasn't their Union Jack. It wasn't any of those. It was a different IPA. I've never seen it in bottles or on draft in town, but it wins medals, and that's.
Yeah. That one. Oh. Studio dogs in the house.
What the hell is happening?
Silence. Poor radio etiquette.
Nobody is looking out for anything, or we're searching.
Well,
for,
I'm searching. Like I said, Firestone won a gold medal for an IPA that I've never heard of or never had per se. And I'm trying to find
Thunder,
That's regular stone, not Firestone.
Yeah. Oh, okay. It's the one that's only in the tap room. I've had it a couple times. It's like an English IPA.
We're talking the same thing.
It's pretty good. It's not Thunderstruck. I'm sucking that. It's like a tea. Something like that. Bun of a sitch. The night that Untappd was down.
Yes.
And it killed the podcast.
Killed the podcast.
Damn it. Yeah, Bell's
you
love it.
You rely on your media special electronics. We just talk on our podcast. We don't need those.
No. I don't know. You play stuff from your phone.
Shut your hole.
Was there anything you were looking out for, Nick? You're Untappd.
Yeah, no. Actually, it's funny. Fresno is catching up on this craft beer business. So I'm looking out for a beer that actually might show up. It's the Commodore American Stout from Ballast Point.
Oh, the Commodore.
The Commodore.
Someplace had
I
want to
see. I've seen that.
I think that's okay. Here already.
I haven't. Well,
I think maybe
I've,
Fig.
I've been vacationing at the Central Coast.
I think Fig has it.
Excuse me, fucking lifestyles.
Yeah.
Of Mr. Vacation.
I vacation next to Smokestack of Morro Bay. I live in Smokestack.
That is very good.
Yes. No, it's crazy. The beer, Fresno has been like. On a hurry, on the fast track to catching up.
Yeah.
We got track 7 now. We got boatloads of Ballast Point, boatloads of Alesmith. Did you see Maui Brewing is like full on.
Maui Brewing.
We've caught up big time.
Thanks to Delta.
Modern Times is getting close.
Oh, so close.
I mean, so close.
We officially have Green Flash Alpine in Fresno.
Yep.
Officially as of today.
And Founders will be coming.
It's only Duet.
You think Founders, that you hear things that Founders is coming?
Mm-hmm.
Who's getting that? Delta?
No.
No, it's supposed to be Donaghy.
Yeah.
But it's going to happen.
Yeah, bullshit. I'll take some cable.
I heard it's happening, and I heard that there's territory issues because there's a couple of butt houses nearby, but that's, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
But
we're catching up big time. Fucking barrel-aged Norwals everywhere. Holy crap, that's so cool.
Do you have some? Do you have one?
I got a bottle.
Sitting on it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I still have last year.
I'm going to do a vertical.
We're going to do vertical.
Total vert.
But we actually have Green Flash Alpine in Fresno.
Yep. It's a thing now.
Hammersmith is the
Hammersmith.
IPA. Hammersmith
thank
is
you.
An IPA from Firestone that I've never heard of. It wins awards, and I want to try it.
You got to go to the brewery, bro.
Beer we had.
Oh, the El Segundo, that's Hammerhead.
Hammerhead, okay.
Yeah. Yep.
So looking out for somebody to get me some Hammersmith.
Bring back a growler of Hammersmith. Nick could have done it.
I could have.
Ignored it.
Could have.
Didn't want to do it. Should we open one more?
I'm ready for some
cheers.
Citra.
Yeah. That's well, you didn't get in the game, the lottery.
They didn't fucking email me.
did your neighbor get in there?
I don't know if they emailed him.
Man. Doesn't matter. You got to go up to Kern Valley, whatever the fuck it is.
I love gold.
Oh, early, dude. I didn't like that. That was a little early.
These cans aren't cracking open that easy.
Mikey, why are you shooting first tonight?
I don't know, dude. No, what's up, man? Damn. It's a weird week. Weird week of podcasting, guys. Going around the table right now, new beer. One we've had before in the show, but damn it, we're doing it again. Brotherhood Steam from
Anchor
in the San Francisco original craft brewer of Northern California. But even before Sierra, that's right. Even before Sierra. The Chris Robinson inspired one.
Mm-hmm. It's to me, this is...
It's hard to handle now.
Whoa, nice one, Nick.
So hard to handle now. This is the perfect... Around. If you need to grab a six-pack because you're going to a hot tub party, this is the beer you bring.
Oh, somebody said hot tub party? I'm listening.
Only if it's in back of limo.
Jacuzzi.
And you're a great success. You're very correct.
As this goes around the table, it's time for some cheers. Hey, cheers sound effect. Insert cheers a sound effect here. Big cheers to our newest patron. We have a new patron.
What?
Dun, 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 dun. Anthony Bagdasarian, better known as Tony. Tony Bags.
Tony Bags.
Mm-hmm.
No shit.
That's right. We have an Armenian on the staff now.
How the fuck did that work out? How are you getting money out of an Armenian?
Right? He is a great success.
Bells is Armenian. He can say that.
I can't say that.
But do you know him?
No. He's from SLO.
I don't know.
Bells, he knows all Armenians. Yeah,
he's a Fresnan that went to SLO.
Oh, okay. So big cheers to Anthony.
Hell yeah.
I'll find him right now on Facebook.
He's probably a friend.
I'll look at his face.
Just put Anthony and then start mashing your keyboard.
He's in the Perfect Pour group, isn't he?
He's
in there. He's in the Perfect Pour group, Bells, that you're in there.
As is Big Game Jay, officially in the group.
Big Game. Yeah, so thank you. If you would like to donate to the show, patreon.com/perfectpour, or if you just go to perfectpourpod.com.
No, I don't know. I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
I don't know.
Really?
I don't know his mustache either.
Are you sure?
He's actually a really cool dude.
He's got a little rolly fingers mustache thing going.
Mm-hmm. Rolly fingers.
Perfectpourpod.com and look. Or you can look in the show notes and click the link. If you're not listening at Stitcher, you can't click links. But most other podcast apps, you can just click links and go to the Patreon and you can get stuff. And when you donate, like listening to the tailgate.
When are you guys going to start giving out like hand jobs and stuff?
Man? Hey, that's what we got to do.
Candies?
That's what we got to do, man. Big cheers. Cheers to Kelly because she gave us an iTunes review. We have been desperate for a new iTunes review for a while. And Kelly gave us a great one.
Damn.
So thank you, Kelly, Who's Craft / Carl Strauss Rep. For downtown Los Angeles. Thank you, Kelly, so much for that.
With the limited edition Carl Strauss cans.
Yes, the limited edition. I heard about those on 3BZine.
Yeah.
Limited edition cans of the Mosaic.
Mosaic Sesh.
They only did them basically to test canning to see if they want to do it. So, I don't know. I'm sure Kelly's got to be able to get a handle on a couple of those.
So, why we don't have them? I don't
putting
understand.
Putting her hands on her cans?
Yeah. Hey, wait, I'm putting them away. I what? Didn't put her hands on her cans. Oh, okay. I put her hands on her cans.
Put her hands on
so
her
that's cans. That's cool, right? I can do that.
I'm sure you could.
But big thank you to Kelly and for all your support. The Growler Radio had a newish episode.
Who?
Out of nowhere.
What?
Growler Radio was dark for a while, yeah. Then they just came back just unannounced with the new episode.
Our predecessors.
And so, I don't know, maybe they're going to come back, maybe they're not, I don't know. Everybody at 3B Zine and SD Beer Talk, these are the two podcasts, beer podcasts, I'm just automatically listen to as soon as they drop.
Mm-hmm.
Beach and Brews. Cheers to Beach and Brews. Cheers to at Alpine Nelson. Somebody had just started like a social media account that's just the Nelson, like an Alpine Nelson.
All Nelson mm-hmm. all the yep. time.
And it's just all pics of just Nelson, all tweets of just related to Alpine Nelson. So
nice.
Big cheers to that. Any cheers do you guys have?
Cheers to... One Blue Ox 70.
Mm-hmm. Blue Ox, man.
East Coaster.
Talked about Blue Ox
made
a while.
It to the Craft Beer Valhalla of San Diego.
Oh, he did.
And had one hell of a time.
He better.
I could only imagine.
Please tell me he went to Society.
I don't know.
Mm-mm.
I don't know. I know he made it to Ballast Point and a few other places. I don't know if Society.
Blue Ox, you better have gone to Society.
Yeah.
Big cheers! Big cheers to Mike from Society too.
Heck yeah.
I didn't. That heady we had was all because of Mike.
Yeah, and the New English mm-hmm. Brown.
Yeah, but that wasn't a whale, bro.
Oh, not a whale. We only talk.
I only talk about whales and metals.
Also, cheers to Luke Mundy. He's out there on mm-hmm. the social media.
Recent yeah, man, Luke does a lot.
Twitter little follower of mine.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bells has no cheers. So.
Cheers to Bells for bringing a Modern Times t-shirt.
Yeah, I came to drink.
Cheers to Bells for wearing a Modern Times t-shirt for the episode.
Yeah.
Good job, Bells.
I dressed for the occasion.
Nice yeah. job, Bells.
It's nice to know that you support craft beer.
And where can we find your work at, Bells? I want to see if he knows. I want to see if he can say anything about it. Where can we hear you at, Bells? Where do we find you at?
You can find me
yeah.
on social media.
Uh-huh.
Dorktown Bells.
Damn. Oh, okay.
On
okay.
social media.
Like what?
On Instagram.
What's your show? What show are you on?
I'm on a stupid show called Dorktown.
It's called Dorktown. Like where is it? Like is what's the at of like what's the social media like? How can he find that on
DorktownNetwork.com?
Ten years,
11th year of podcasting. This is how much
find
he knows
us on Dorktown.com.
Dorktown. He doesn't even know the fucking website. The, 11 years. Dorktown
nobody
Podcast.
Fucking cares.
DorktownPodcast.com.
Nobody fucking cares, man. I don't fucking care.
We are above average in listenership. If you have a podcast,
you are below average.
165 downloads within a month. That is an average podcast. We are above average, Dorktown. And Perfect Poor, too. But.
Fake. Oh, I want to see. I want to see right. statistics.
What's your cheers, Nick?
I was thinking about it. Shit. Who's the Paul from Fairfax?
Paul from Fairfax
was shopping at Berkeley Bowl.
Oh, okay.
Who worked at Berkeley Bowl?
Billy Joe from Green Day.
Maybe him. Also, one Reed May.
Oh. Mm-hmm. We got a Reed May
solo and original Flowing with Fame.
Nick's band trumpet solo.
Yes.
Yes, an original engineer for Flowing with Famous.
Cheers to Reed.
And he's a DJ. Damn it. I wish I had Reed's. He DJs on Wednesdays It's an East Coast radio station.
I know. He posted a new one today, I think.
Yeah, I need to. I don't have the stats right now, but, or as far as his address.
I haven't heard it, but I guess he released a
you can
new
hear
song
it.
Today.
You can hear it online.
I hope so.
Oh, a new song of his?
Uh-huh.
Do you still play it all?
I'll have to do that for next week.
Still play drums?
For Full of Famous.
Here
Nick
there.
Is
no more
Nick
band, though.
Still plays
no,
drums.
After trumpet solo, you were done.
I heard Werebear wants you in. Werebear.
I cannot go on after that. It's over.
All right. Well, any more cheers? Any more beer stuff you want to guys?
Cheers out to you boys.
Oh.
Hanging out with you boys. Oh. I missed you guys. It's been a while.
We just gave
Bells.
You have been rather silent.
I just came here to get a little heady.
We just gotta have a whale beer, and then Bell shows up. All right. Thank you guys for listening and supporting the Perfect Four, perfect4pod.com. Yay! Beer! Go enjoy beer. Go enjoy beer and call us about it and tell us about it, and we'll talk about it next week. Won't we?
Tell us if you do a half beer Jesus or a full beer Jesus. You're not supposed to say it's a Van Halen reference, Mikey.
I had to.
Stupid ass, dude.
Stupid ass.
You're
Maybe
such an
I'll
idiot.
Cut that out.
It's like going around telling people, oh, did you guys hear about the humans being part of the fucking thing? They already know about it, dude.
No, they
You're not supposed to talk about it.
They're fucking Van Halen fans.
They
should
know
about
They're
it.
They're like, oh, God, this fucking idiot. He just mentioned
that. He's not supposed to.
Dorktown. Dorktown podcast.com.